Hi, I'm Irino-san, and this is the Hangout series, How to Help Your Child Build Self-Confidence. Today we are going to talk about how you can do this by encouraging them to express and not suppress their feelings. This is a very important thing to help them with, because expressing their feelings does not really just be allowed to burst out whenever they want to, like tantrums and having like a 2-year-old doing whatever they want in the store. And this is not what this is about. This is about helping them express their feelings in a good way, a balance between being open with their feelings and controlling them when they need to. It means having a healthy balance between these two, and this is something you can teach them. Having too much control on their feelings, to suppressing them, and don't have be in contact with them, or if they do too much outburst and have too much emotions on the surface, both of these will not help them when they become adults. And not all adults' life, this will actually cause them trouble. So learning this skill is important. Having a family life where you and your spouse is open with each other, and your family is a place where your children can come to you with their feelings, is the most important thing you can do. If the opposite is in a place where your family is closed, where there's no talk about feelings, you don't open up and you don't tell how you feel and how things are reflecting on you, the child might feel that you don't want to understand his or her feelings. And this might again make them feel that they don't matter because their feelings don't matter. If you and your spouse is open to each other and having this healthy control between being open and having control of your feelings, your child will pick up on this, and this is how they will learn. When something happens in your child's life that upsets them, or actually also if that makes them happy, this is also a feeling. The one thing they really need is for you as a parent to see them. Stop what you're doing. Put things down and look at them and really see what they are feeling and listen to the feelings and make them tell this in a way that they can understand it themselves. So by just doing this, by being open to them and being there for them when they have this feeling, will actually help them control the feeling and understand it more. And this will also make them feel worthy. They will make them feel that they have your attention and that they matter, and this will boost their self-confidence. Taking their feelings is seriously is then the next step. It just might be that this thing that they are upset about is a little thing in your world, but in their world, it's all that matters. It may take the time, ask a lot of questions, really get into what they are telling you, and tell them and show them that this is important for you too, that you understand that this is important for them, and let them talk it through. Let them open up and tell them what they are feeling. And give them time. They might take some time to calm down, but just open up with them and let them open up. If you have some insights that might help them see things from another side, just be gentle with your suggestions so they don't feel like you are telling them what to do, but that's not what they want in that situation. But helping them through their emotion reactions is really important, and this is how they learn. If they do overcome this reaction to their feelings over and over again, they will make a way of being so that the next time this feeling comes up, they know it and they know what to do with it. Making your home and your family a safe place to open up is the most important thing to make your child be able to express their feelings. Take your time to listen to them when they are upset and happy or something, and just and help them understand what these feelings are for. This will help them grow up to be an adult with strong self-insights, and it will also help them understand their feelings and make them also see feelings in other people, so they will have empathy, which is really important for them to be able to function in our modern world. And by seeing your child's feelings, you will tell them that they matter, and then will become really self-confident. So this is how you can help them to becoming more self-confident with expressing and not suppressing their feelings. Thanks.